Father God, inflame our hearts as we turn to you now in prayer. Remove from our minds all that is not of you as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Exodus 15, Hymn of Victory After Crossing the Red Sea. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea.
My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my Father, I extol him.
Pharaoh's chariots and army you hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood like a mound. The floodwaters congealed in the midst of the sea.
Who is like to you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like to you, magnificent in holiness? In your mercy, you led the people you redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 31. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I have this prayer that stems from my personal relationship with our Lord. That prayer is, my dearest friend Jesus Christ, help me to view the world through your eyes today. I say that prayer each morning, but I find myself repeating it often some days. When I go out into public just going about my business, I often notice there seems to be a lot of anxiety and stress in others I encounter. Many people seem bitter or unwilling to be considerate of everyone else. All you need to do is to go to a crowded store or drive in a bit of traffic to notice those people filled with anxiety. My own human tendency is to allow that anxiety to capture my mood and join in the chaos. But I strive not to. And I say that prayer. And I ask Jesus to help me to view the situation in front of me through his eyes. My anxiety is lifted, and I find myself praying for those around me. And I realize there are times when others pray for me. My beautiful bride of many years prays for me when I get cranky. Not that that often happens. When we pray for others in these situations, we are trying to do to others as we would have them do to us. We show mercy as God asks of his disciples. I often say that being a disciple of Jesus Christ is the hardest thing I've ever done. It's ever surrendering of my own ego and trying to see things through his eyes. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ has never been easy, and it never will be. But the unshackled joy found within it is beyond compare. Those disciples of the early church did something incredible and almost unthinkable. It took a few hundred years, but they converted a tyrannical Roman Empire into a Christian culture. generation after generation kept the hope and triumphed over the empire. Not with weapons of war, but with acts of kindness and love for their fellow man. They shared the story of Jesus Christ, the greatest social justice advocate that ever lived, with a culture that didn't know social justice, and they fundamentally changed that culture. It's an amazing story, yet a true story. As we walk with Jesus to Calgary during this Holy of Holy Weeks, let us recall his prayer from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus prayed upon the very men who nailed him to that cross. Our dearest friend, Jesus Christ, help us to view the world through your eyes today.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, it is our lifelong desire to love you without reserve, to never be lacking in zeal. We fully devote ourselves to you and want to do what is good and right so that we may be at peace and bring you honor. Keep us on the right path all the days of our lives. Keep our spiritual zeal as we serve you. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day, everyone. See you tomorrow, and stay blessed.